You're listening to the Flying Falcon Show on WKCS, so get ready for the most up-to-date news from Fulton High School, along with the interviews with Fulton's best and much, much more. It is the Flying Falcon Show, live from Fulton High School on WKCS, Knoxville. You are listening to the Flying Falcon Show on WKCS. I'm Tyler Rigger here with Matt Zombie.
Gobba gobba.
Yeah, we always love that. And we have a very special guest in the studio with us today. Say hello, Mr. Mosley.
What's up, gentlemen?
It's good to have you in here.
It's good to be here. I haven't been on the old Flying Falcon Show in a while, so it's exciting.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, we didn't get to do the show last week. I felt really bad about doing that, but, you know, life happens, and, you know, you can't really control it. But, you know, we're back now, and that's all that really matters
to us. Yeah, we're back here with our creator.
Yes.
The Flying Falcon Show.
All right, well, you know, if you want to say that, you can say that. All right.
It is the truth.
Yeah, it is. In your eyes, it might be.
He did create the Flying Falcon Show.
I'm messing around with you, Mr. Mosley. All right, so, TSA is something I think that's I want to really talk to you about since we have you back here right now. You know, we have competitions, and tell our fans a little bit about what TSA does.
Okay, definitely. TSA is the Technology Student Association, and that's basically it's an organization slash club that's nationwide, really. But we have a chapter here at Fulton, and it's a technology-centered competition that gives students in the area, in the state, and nationally the chance to compete in a wide variety of categories, all centered around technology. So there's everything ranging from, like, we've got teams competing in web design, video game design, promotional graphics, desktop publishing, and then you have a whole other flip side where you're looking at things like illustration, children's stories, and fashion design. Anything that's sort of lots of creative outputs for these kids to kind of go and put their skills up against other students in the area. And this is our third year kind of in this chapter's history. We've done really well so far. We've had a great few years. The last 2 years, we've won first place in the state in our webmaster category. Got to go to nationals both of those years. 2 years ago, it was in Orlando, and last year, it was in D.C. And 2 years ago, placed fourth nationally in our webmaster category, seventh nationally last year. And we also got to compete in on-demand video and a few other video production categories. So it's a great time. It really is a neat way for not only you guys to put your skills to use, you know, against other students in the area, you know, in the competition aspect, but it's a huge opportunity for you guys, students, to network, to meet people who have interests that are like yours, that may be going to post-secondary, you know, programs that you're interested in. It's kind of just a neat way to meet people, other students that are in that same sort of phase of life that you guys are in, and share common interests. So it's more than just competition. It's more than just going to win, which I do love to win. But yeah, it's a chance for you guys to meet people. I'm constantly impressed with the caliber of students that TSA always puts out. So I'm excited. We've got about 4 weeks left till we leave for state. So
going back on that topic about winning, I know me and you, T-Riggs, have heard Mose keep going on saying this is his sport and he wants to win.
That's my sales pitch when I go around at the beginning of the year trying to recruit kids for TSA. I say, you know, it may be a shock to you that I'm not an athlete. May not be. I don't know. But this is my chance, right? This is my chance to go and you know, represent Fulton in the way that I know how, and that's using technology skills and things like that to go and really kind of put you guys up against the best in the area, and I think we've done a great job of that so far.
I think everybody's gifted in their own way. He was gifted in, you know, the technological field.
And you were gifted as being a crash test dummy.
Oh, it depends on which side of me you look at.
Well, you two are both actually TSA members. And
that's true.
Our listeners may want to know that. Old T-Riggs here. I guess that's what you go by, right?
On the radio,
okay.
I do.
T-Riggs here is going to be on our on-demand video team where he and a team of three other people, there's a team of four, will have to create, edit, produce a short video based on a small handful of parameters. So you won't find those out until you get there. You're given certain things you have to do, like you have to use 37 cents in change, and you have to use a shot of a beard. I mean, just some random kind of little things that you've got to keep in mind.
And the color purple.
The color purple. That was one of ours a few years ago.
Is that the movie, or is that the actual color purple?
The color purple.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. You know, that may have not been specified. But
the one in the rainbow? Yeah, that color.
But that's fun, because you're under a time constraint. You've only got 2 days to actually do this whole thing, and you don't find out what you can do until you get there. So you'll be competing in that event, which we won last year. No pressure. And then our friend, Mad Brains, what?
Mad Zombie.
Mad Zombie. My bad, I'm learning. You, sir, are competing in the promotional graphics category, right?
Si, senor.
Right, and where he's got to create a poster graphic that tries to recruit people to be involved with the American Cancer Society, correct?
Yep.
I've seen your rough edits of it, and it's actually looking really good.
Yeah, he's doing a great job.
Doing really good.
And then also the desktop publishing category. So two different sort of computer-related fields where you get to put your design skills to work, which you've learned and picked up here at Fulcom. But it's exciting. I love it. We're getting down to the crunch time where all the teams are starting to sort of, you know, put the pedal to the metal and get things done. But I have full faith that we're going to get all of our categories done and get there and continue to represent Fulcom well. So I'm excited.
Yes, that's the truth. Yeah. I love the glow of the computer screen on my face.
He prefers artificial computer light over sunlight.
Real light, royal.
It burns us.
It burns. All right, well, something else I want to get on. We had a magnet showcase last week.
Yep.
So that was something that was, you were there too, you know, along
I
with
was.
Coach Mays and Mr. Gibbons and Mr. Morrell and Ms. Campbell. So, tell the people that didn't get to go to that, sad for them. Tell them what was it about?
Yeah, man, I love the magnet showcases we get to do. We had, I guess there's two different things. We had the magnet showcase, which was last semester, and that was more of an opportunity for Fulcom students to bring in their parents and sort of show them the wide range of things we do here at Fulton. And then our open house was last week, and that's more of a recruiting event for eighth graders who are coming up, you know, to possibly transfer into the magnet school, because Fulcom is a magnet program. So
join the Army.
Yep. They had the opportunity to transfer from their school, even if it's out of district, to join us here at Fulcom and be part of the magnet program. So this past open house last week was a chance for them to come and see what we do and talk to fellow teachers or teachers that are in the program now and students who are in the program now, and kind of get some insight on what to expect and the things that we can do, the things that we do on a daily basis. And you guys had the chance to show off the things that you do. And, I mean, you were on the radio live that night and rocking it, I might say. I love those events. It's one thing, and we touched on this that night, I think, on the radio, but, you know, it's one thing just to be here with my coworkers and with, you know, be able to have the awesome setup, and it's interactive and it's just kind of an exciting environment. But it takes it to a whole nother level when you're sitting next to students who are running the show. And that's just awesome. I mean, it's so cool to be able to see you guys take the reins and show people around. And we had mentors who were leading tours. We had representatives from each program of study at each station that were actually explaining things and talking, and it was just a great, great way to represent the magnet program, and it was really exciting and kind of just pumped me up all around. It was a good time.